This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy hump day, everybody. You like that story?
I do.
I don't know if it's true or not. I heard it before, and it was circulating yesterday. The Diana Taurasi retirement.
I don't know if you can say it.
Why?
Well, it's got a double entendre there.
Oh, I didn't even think of it that
yeah,
way. Good
don't
God.
Say that story.
It was just a basketball sense, Gator.
I'm not sure that it was.
I'm pretty sure it was, but...
Okay. All right.
I work with a child.
You want to go ahead? Go ahead. You're right. It was just basketball. Just think.
We'll talk about it with Kang during a break, and then if he thinks it's okay, we'll bring it up. But good God, how was your Tuesday night?
It was great.
It was great.
Listen, when you sit down and you get hunkered down to watch the Red Wings, and they trail by two halfway through the game, and you're thinking, oh, no, here we go. This team's not a goal. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go into third period. Oh, it'd be nice if they could tie this thing up here. Oh, crap. Here we go. Oh, goal. Yeah. All right. All right. What's happening here? Now you're starting to, juices are flowing. You're starting to feel good. And, you know, when you need a goal, Doug, when this Red Wing team needs to dig deep down, what do you do? Who do you summon? Simon Edvinson, right? That's the guy you're
Edzo,
counting on.
Our own Edzo.
Our own Edzo. And he delivers. He just delivers. Second goal of the game gives the team the lead 3-2, and then white knuckle it the rest of the way because that's how things have gone. How many goals have they given up with the other team, given with the extra attacker because they pulled the goaltender? It feels like it's been... Well, I think, has it literally been four goals they've given up in the previous two games with that situation?
Yep.
So, when they missed the wide open net, was it Rossi that absolutely missed a wide open net? You feel like you dodged a bullet there, and then they delivered.
Well, you and I have some disagreements that I look forward to talking about with this game. And so we'll get to that a little bit later on. It is not our lead today, but... Like, for instance, one of my things I disagree with is they tied the game in the second period. But yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. Given the context of where they are in the standings right now, this is not a small win. And we got a trade deadline a week from tomorrow. And that's it is a week from it's a week from tomorrow, right?
No,
it's a week from Friday. Sorry, my apologies. Week from Friday. Anyway, the point being, they're playing justifiable hockey to make a move, and I really strongly suspect they are going to make a strong move at the trade deadline. So we shall see. So other than that, anything exciting or just Red Wing hockey last night?
It was pretty much Red Wing hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was exciting enough.
Okay,
And they did the win. They had to keep pace because everybody else seemed to win last night.
Context of the playoff chase.
You didn't go out and try to get some new Pop-Tarts?
The banana bread Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
I did not, but I did. I did go on the first walk of the year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, 239 on Tuesday, February 25th. It didn't take long to see in the wild.
White guy in shorts?
White guy in shorts. 239 yesterday afternoon.
Were you the guy?
I was not the guy. Okay. I was driving home, and I'm like,
your son doesn't count.
No.
Okay.
No, it was a grown man.
Grown-ass man?
Walking in shorts yesterday because the sun was out and the temperature was above 37 degrees. What brings out white guy in shorts.
To really hammer home that formula for who that white guy in shorts is, he's got to be a little heavier set. I could stand to lose 10 to 20 pounds.
He wasn't, I wouldn't say he was overweight, but I would also not call him skinny. I tried to, the funny thing was, is I was like, do I get up my phone and take a picture of this guy and tweet it out?
What is he, like an animal?
It's not, yes, yes.
I mean, it's not.
I've seen a white guy in shorts.
Hey guys, is that a deer? No, it's white guy in shorts.
White guy in shorts season.
It's not Bigfoot. I mean, this isn't a Sasquatch.
That's
like
what
we haven't seen. I mean, this is like, yeah, we expect to see this. This is the time.
In fact,
like, we don't say this is a squatchy area. You know, we gotta wait for it. No, this is going to happen. Everybody's going to see him.
I'm pretty sure it was a year ago when I did tweet out a picture of white guy in shorts.
You probably did.
It was an early sighting, and we have another sighting of white guy in shorts. So we'll see what if they're everywhere.
I think they're gonna be silly today if we just get sporadic rain, or if let's say there's nowhere near the rain that we're expected to get, that it will happen because it's supposed to be warmer again today.
Is it really?
Really?
I haven't seen. I thought it was
yesterday
cool
was pretty
off.
Nice. Yeah,
yesterday was like 50 something.
Well, I always call it like
it's topping out at 39 today.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, is that it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Things changed. Nice.
Still might be white guy in shorts.
That's definitely white guy in shorts weather.
39?
Yeah, this is still it.
Yeah, it's a fake spring has sprung.
If you're like Kenny, and you know, once you go, you never go back. Once you tip the scales and gone to the commitment of white guy in shorts. But anyway, I do have a funny story to tell. I got a text from my daughter yesterday that she had made a grave mistake. And I'm like, grave? Oh, good Lord, what? Turns out it's a pretty funny mistake. But we will get to that coming up a little bit later in the show. Big news today. I think in Detroit, it was breaking during the end of our show yesterday, was Brad Holmes speaking. We have pulled some of what he said, different from the morning show, that we think is important. But I think he stepped to the podium to try and tamp down expectations a little bit. Because I think one of his inherent messages yesterday was, we're already going to have trouble re-signing our own guys. Let alone if we add an elite player. And I think that was something that a message he was trying to get across. I'll just say this about GMs and GM speak. And it's something to keep in mind. There's two levels of interpreting what is being said. One is, I don't care what they say. It's all gamesmanship, and there's little truth being spoken. I don't care what any GM has to say publicly. Two is, I will take on face value what they're saying. I don't expect them to give away the whole game plan, but they're speaking in broad generalities and giving some real insight while being vague in doing so. And I think I tend to subscribe to the second. It depends on the GM, of course. With Brad Holmes, I think he's pretty consistent. He doesn't say we're going to draft player X or we're going to draft this position. But when he says we're not beholden to a position, we draft best player available, then they usually do that.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he explained early in the press conference. Last year was one of those years where it just so happened their first two picks were what they thought were the best players available, and they were both at corner, a position of need.
This is true. Yep. This is true. But they've also, and I say they because I always kind of lump he and Dan Campbell together because they're of a very similar like mind.
They seem to be.
There are some things that have been said that you look back and say, all right, that was definitely coach speak or that was GM speak. So I kind of take things with a grain of salt. I think this is just the time of the year. I think it is a mixture of both because they you laid it out there pretty well. He does, when he says he's going to do best player available, he really does do that. It may fit in with the need of the team as well. I mean, the Lions, could they have used a young corner? Sure. But I also think those are probably the best guys available. I mean, had that, I forget who the defensive lineman was, the defensive end, had he been available to them at that spot, I think they probably would have gone that route. But I believe there was a guy that was taken right before that stopped that from happening. So you pivot.
You have to be prepared for everything. He did a lot of flexing yesterday, though. And sometimes I think Dan gets, I personally get a little bit, I know that irritated is not the right word. It's more, I get a little bit, all righty. All righty.
All right, hot shot.
All righty.
Chop Robinson was the player I was thinking of.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll get to what we think is most important to what Brad Holmes, Lions GM, had to say yesterday at the podium for the combine workout start tomorrow. But I think he was sending a message. And we, you know, I don't know that he completely slammed the door on the big move, but he did try and get the point across. It is going to be extraordinarily difficult. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, when the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your live bets, same game parlay, to have a shot at a bigger payday. However you want to play, now's the perfect time to join FanDuel because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. And I've told you the workaround here. You just find a heavy favorite and bet them on the money line. You won't get much money back on that $5 bet, but you get $150 in bonus bets to do with what you will. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, let's get right to it. Brad Holmes speaking to the media yesterday in Indianapolis. This is the Detroit Lions GM. And, you know, he says what they do is intentional. And so I tend to believe a lot of what he says. And if you don't, if you think it's all gamesmanship, then fair. I mean, I'm not going to change. We're not here to change your way of interpreting this. But we'll kind of look at it and interpret it for what he is saying and apply to real-world situations. Are you ready, Gator?
I am.
This is what we call Brad Holmes 1. he speaks about having to consider contracts of players that in the near future that they want to... Okay. At one point later, he goes on to say, and I don't know if it's in another cut, but he actually added, we really like being able to know what we're getting with the money we are spending instead of not spending the money on players we're less familiar with. Somebody sent a text yesterday and called it straight arrogance from Brad.
Right. You took great offense to that.
I think it's such a negative spin on a guy who's done a really, really good job, but you know, I don't look at it as arrogance at all. I think he does some things that are arrogant. and says some things that are arrogant.
He cashes receipts.
He definitely keeps receipts, and he kept he made some comments yesterday along the lines of, "Hey, we had back to back classes where we have two first rounders that we have to bring back, and the one year we had two second rounders, which is the year they got Branch and Laporta." He goes, "And that year we had two second rounders, which, you know, we actually had first round grades on. So we figured that year we feel like we got four first rounders." And I'm like, "All right, that's kind of a subtle flex, isn't it?"
There's nothing subtle about that flex.
So,
but he's entitled to do it. What I kind of took out of, and this is another area where I think that, okay, let's keep in mind what both men have said about this team with Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. And one of the lines that was said, I think it was 2 years ago, and I think it was from Dan Campbell, says, we got to be careful to not fall in love with our own guys.
Yep.
So does that come into play here? Don't be careful. Don't fall in love with your own guy and lose sight of something else that can actually be better for the team. And I think it's going to be a really tough juggling act for the Lions, but I mean, they can make it happen. If they wanted to, of course, you'd have to have a willing partner. And that's the other thing that has to work out when you're talking about Myles Garrett or any of the other defensive ends. The other team has to be willing to part with that player. But if they are, and if the price is something that you feel like you can handle, I feel like, particularly with Myles Garrett, I just want Myles Garrett for 2 years. I'm not interested in giving him a five-year, $150 million contract. That's not what I'm about. I just want the 2 years.
So, to me, it's
absolutely doable.
Yeah, he was kind of sending a message where I think he doesn't think it's doable. But here he is, more of Brad Holmes. What's your message to people who say the Lions are one high-end edge rusher away from winning the Super Bowl? Here's what he said. Really roundabout way to say some interesting things there.
Hmm.
When he did the why stop at one, why not get two or three? I think it's his way of saying we wouldn't get two or three because we can't afford two or three. And he is saying we can't afford even one.
I think that was a Brad Holmes filibuster. I think he was dancing like nobody's business and then throwing it. Because the way I took the comment where he said the why not three or four, I take that to being – A, it could be flippant about the whole thing, or two, it could be we want it depth the position, and that's what we're trying to do. And we can't get, if we just add one, then, you know, what, and that's when it goes into the injury thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of, I think it's a lot of dancing around, and maybe, I don't know if it's an attempt to throw people off the scent, or he just doesn't want to really say it. I mean, so, if you can add the one, you add the one.
I think there was two parts.
They already have one.
You got the similar thing out of it. And that is I took away him saying we can't afford as much as people think we can. And B is I'd rather have depth.
I think he definitely would like to have depth, but I think, and this goes back to what I said before the break, I think the thing with when I say I only want him for 2 years, meaning Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
I think when he addresses the Myles Garrett situation, that perhaps it's always going to be dealt with having Myles Garrett on a contract, on a bigger deal. And do I think the Lions can afford to sign Myles Garrett to an extension along with extending Aiden Hutchinson? And they have two guys combined for like $65 million a year? Probably not. But can I sign Hutchinson to an extension, trade for Myles Garrett, and have him on the books for whatever he is, $20 million a year for the next couple of years? Yeah, that you can do.
I think he's saying you can't. But here's more from Brad Holmes. How do you figure out what you need when what you need might be coming back from
in? For reference, in that game, the Lions won 20-13 over the Cardinals, and the defense held Arizona's offense to 284 yards. They did a really nice job. They only had one quarterback sack in the game. But they also had an interception and just did a really nice job defensively of keeping things in check.
You know, what's funny is I just thought of something when I heard that cut again. And that is, we are looking at a free agent on the offensive side of the ball. Who from the Cardinals?
I don't know. I was the first thing that struck me is,
Who from the Cardinals are they looking at here? So who would their top free agents be? Are they looking
offensive
at
offensive
linemen? Could be. Let me see here. I'm gonna have to do a little research here on this one. Okay, the one that got everybody going yesterday was when he was asked, could they afford one more high-end pass rusher? And he said, probably not. That was at the end of a long question about adding an edge rusher.
An end of a long response.
And then, we will get to that next at 10:32. Then we'll talk to you. What do you make of what Brad Holmes was saying yesterday in Indianapolis? It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, warm up your winter with these hot deals from Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 for just $379 a month. That's $379 a month for 36 months with no money down. Unlock the savings with approved credit and a GM employee discount and a Chevy lease in your household. Don't forget Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights, your number one volume Chevy dealer in Michigan. Hundreds of Silverados, Equinox, Blazers, and Tracks, and EVs on the ground. Hundreds to choose from. Stay warm and say Sarah. Call 87-SAY-SARAH or go to saysarah.com. See dealer for details, but get there fast. Offers end March 3rd. Together, let's drive. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, so the last cut from Brad Holmes we want to play for you. This is yesterday at the scouting combine. He talked about adding an edge rusher, and there is the follow-up, and here's what he said. The follow-up there was the, can you foresee yourself adding or can you afford another one? It's hard to hear the question, but he said probably not. Here's the thing. Myles Garrett to the Lions is such a no-brainer, right? It's such a no-brainer. They need an edge rusher. Why not go get opposite of Aiden Hutchinson? Why not go get the best one available? That's true of a number of positions, right? You could say the same thing
about a corner because
of Carlton Davis's contract situation. So you always want to go get the best available. The edge rusher is a very, very sexy, exciting position. Why would Brad Holmes, and we played a whole bunch of sound for you, and that was the tenor of his time. Whenever the edge rusher topic came up, you heard what it sounded like. It was, we have other guys, we have to sign people. It was the message I think he was getting across over and over again is, we can't afford him. Why wouldn't they go get the best player available at a position of need? Because it's so obvious. And a guy that's been very smart here in Detroit is sending the message because we can't afford him. And I whether it's true or not, I mean, I guess that's subject to debate. If you want to talk about, if you're comfortable with losing a bunch of players that I think Brad Holmes' message is, we're not comfortable with losing those guys. They are core pieces to our foundation that we think we can win with. And you know, that, okay, do we assume now that Brad Holmes is an idiot for saying, not saying F them players, because that's, it's no longer about F them picks. It's F them players that he wouldn't be able to resign. And if we had the books in front of us and he could point out, well, here's why we can't afford him, would everybody go, okay? Or do we all, or do you just assume, as somebody did yesterday, he's arrogant and just trying to win with the players he drafted?
I think he's being very smart. I think this is all part of the, you know, negotiations on right now on a player that's unavailable because Cleveland has said he's unavailable. They have no plans on trading Myles Garrett. I think that they will trade Myles Garrett. I don't think it's going to end up being to the Lions because I don't think the Lions can put together a good enough package without really compromising the integrity of their team to do so. Other teams have better draft capital, so that's why I think it'll happen with somebody else. But when he says that, if you're inferring from that that they can't afford him, again, I think it's they can't afford him on a long-term deal. I think they can afford him for the remainder of his current contract. That I think they can.
Then it's a no-brainer, right?
Well, it would be, again, but then you got to worry about the draft capital part. But when he says that they can't, it maybe what that does, it sends a signal out to the other teams in the league, not Cleveland, but the other teams in the league. Oh, Detroit's out. So we don't have to bid too crazy. And then maybe Detroit can come in at the last minute and throw a deal that makes sense. But I do think that there's a difference between the remainder of Myles Garrett contract and what you can afford versus signing him to an extension, which would be really prohibitive. And that's where you really have to take stock and go, okay, what do we have here? Does this mean that we can't give an extension to some of our other key players, you know, specifically in the secondary?
I guess if it were just about two things. One is, I think if the Lions swooped in at the last minute and topped the best offer, those teams that made their offers would get an opportunity to top even that. It's not like they wouldn't get a chance to up their ante. Two is, if they could afford him even now, I think it would still be a no-brainer, and they would just go get him. Why aren't they just go getting him? Well, the truth is, he may not be available.
He's not available right now.
Well, according to the GM, yes. According to the GM. But I feel like yesterday, he stepped to the podium trying to let people know, we can't afford Myles Garrett, people.
Yeah, I guess I'm not buying it.
Okay.
And, you know, we can agree to disagree on that. I think, and I definitely think that they would have room to do so. You can always redo your contracts for players that you just signed.
It checks out because I tend to think the cap is more difficult to navigate than you do. And that goes back to the beginning of the show. 248-539-9797. All right, people, how do you interpret what Brad Holmes had to say? And then the other thing is, if they address the pass rush and the defense, they don't get Myles Garrett, but they keep Za'Darius Smith. They draft Kenneth Grant and sign a more affordable free agent, Khalil Mack. Would that make people happy?
Yeah, I think it would.
Even they get the Myles Garrett and at all cost people.
Well, but that would require, A, it's going to require patience, okay? And two, it'll be easier to take because I don't think either one of us, do you think the Myles Garrett's going to get dealt before the draft?
I don't know.
I don't think he will. I think he gets dealt, but I don't think it's going to be before the draft. So free agency will already be in the well past the full throes of free agency. So the Lions may very well have a deal with Khalil Mack before the draft is done, okay, to get that ball rolling in that direction. Yeah, I would take that. Absolutely. Give me Khalil Mack, give me Kenneth Grant, and let's re-sign, or not re-sign him, but he's already on the contract, but you're willing to have Za'Darius Smith there. Yeah, I think that's a really nice combination to have. It's short term because you're not going to sign Khalil Mack to some long-term extension, and you'll have Za'Darius Smith for one more year.
But that feels to me like
it's a pretty good defensive line going into this season.
You don't have to give up anything.
Yeah.
And you can do what Brad Holmes is making abundantly clear is the plan. I would think that they could still re-sign their own guys. Now, am I wrong on the market value of Khalil Mack? What is the market value of Khalil Mack? It wouldn't approach the $20 million that
imagine Myles Garrett's getting. I mean, he's at the end of his career. He is still a guy that can get to the quarterback, and he has value. And I just don't see that him being like this $15 to $20 million a year player. So that's why I think you need to be patient about it. Another thing thrown in the mix, Harold Landry from Tennessee has now been given permission to go ahead and seek a trade as well. This is a guy who's got 31 and a half sacks over his last three seasons. Now it's declined a little bit. I think it went 12 and a half to 10 and then to nine sacks over the last 3 years. But it's still a lot of production in 3 years. And he's in the last year of his contract that pays him, I think it's over $17 million for this season. Would the Lions be involved in a trade to acquire Harold Landry? Or do you just simply watch this one and see if Harold Landry, is he a candidate to be released?
He appears to be under contract for two more years.
Was it two?
At 17.5, which approaches Myles Garrett money. And I'm going to guess that's probably not affordable for them, but...
But it's less than Myles Garrett.
It's less than Myles Garrett, not much less, but it's less than Myles Garrett as far as cap hit's concerned.
And it's less than Myles Garrett in terms of what you'd have to give up to acquire him.
All right, this is the hot button issue when it comes to the Lions this season. is you know, there's that big, bright, shiny thing out there, and you have a GM that's downplaying this. Are you okay with their approach? Which their approach, if you believe him, is we can't afford this player. We're more, we have to bring back our own guys. 248-539-9797. Phone calls and feedback. We want your reaction to all that. Ticket text coming in. Brad Holmes' comments are concerning. I think there's a level of contentment that stems from we love our own guys a little too much, and we love our draft picks. So we can't take on project players, and guys like Hendon Hooker won't see the field. What does Hendon Hooker seeing the field have to do with anything?
Wait, did he say we can't take on project players?
I think there's a level of commitment that stems from we love our guys a little too much, and we love our draft picks. So we can take on project players and guys like Hendon Hooker who won't see the field.
Well, if you're saying that Hendon Hooker is a project player, I would agree with that. And I don't know if he'll ever see the field because of who the starting quarterback is. And I don't think there's a problem with that. As long as the starting quarterback stays healthy, I don't have a problem with it. I'd love to see what he is because I think he's got a ton of talent and I think he can be a quarterback in this league. But if they've taken this approach with the draft picks that they are trying to develop players, and they've shown an ability to develop some players, others not so much, but they have. Ali McNeil has turned himself into a fantastic player, mm-hmm. and nobody thought that when he was drafted. He was a defensive lineman who was taken after they took Onyeka, who is a bit of a bust here. So I don't know. I think that they do feel confident they can develop players. They've drafted offensive linemen that they clearly are going to try to develop, whether it's Kobe Soresdahl or Mahogany or Giovanni Manu. Those are guys that they hope that they can develop, and it looks like one of them is ready to start.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
There you go. That is Andrew Berry slamming the door, if you will, on a Myles Garrett trade. Like we said, there's two ways you can process GM talk. It's all gamesmanship. There's a little truth in what's being spoken. I don't care what anyone says. Or you can take them at face value. Typically, GMs speak in vague, broad terms, but it's not that they don't say anything. And Brad Holmes, if you think about what he has said and what he has done, I think there's more evidence to believe what he's saying. I mean, he's not giving away the game plan, but he definitely sent the message yesterday that what makes any move for a player, a high-end edge rusher, difficult is we have money that is already spent, essentially. It is earmarked for our own guys, which, I mean, yesterday led to the arrogant text that we got. Today we got somebody who's think Brad Holmes' comments are concerning. If you are good at the draft and you have to lose players, first of all, you should be able to find, if you're good at the draft, you should be able to find productive players in all the rounds with all the picks that you have. And that's what he's been able to do. Not everything hits, but it's a very sustainable way to do business. Question is, can you build a team good enough to win a Super Bowl? And we all want guarantees that they're going to win the Super Bowl. No such thing is possible, but you want to put yourself in the best possible position. And he seems to think the best possible position is continue to draft, develop, and re-sign.
What's the only true way to keep this thing sustainable, guys? Like, how do you save money in a league with a cap? It's through the draft. Because if you go free agency, that's going to cost you money. When you extend guys on contract, that's going to cost you money. Where can you get talent without it being too expensive? It's through the draft and developing those players because they're on rookie deals. The issue, and he's been able to do it, whether it's been a high pick with Sewell and Hutch or been a mid-round pick with St. Brown. So you can find talent. Brian Branch was a second-round pick, right? Kirby Joseph was a third-round pick. The problem is all these guys were drafted so close together, the contracts are coming up at the same times. And what I gathered from yesterday with Brad Holmes and the sound we played is, one, it's a good problem to have, by the way. What a difference a couple years makes. Like, we have a hard time keeping talent now when before we didn't have any talent. two is, we are going to lose some guys, not to just injury attrition, but just to contracts. And three, I don't think they're going after Myles Garrett. I actually believe Brad Holmes. I don't think they can do it. I don't think they have enough ammo. And with all the guys they have on the contract coming up, I just don't think they can do it.
Yeah, that's my takeaway. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Matthew. You're on 97. Want to take it. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you.
Hey, so if we look at Brad's free agent signing history, I mean, he loves his one-year deals of guys coming off of injury. I mean, there's no way that he's going to be going for the big swing for the fence. It's just not in his history. It's not in the DNA.
You're more right than wrong. I mean, you have to be. I would hope that he wouldn't say, that's not what I do. I've never done it. I'm not going to do it. I would hope that he would maintain a degree of flexibility to make that move when it makes more sense. Let's just say there's the market for Myles Garrett, for whatever reason, dries up and the price tag in terms of compensation goes down. And Myles Garrett says, yeah, I'll rework the contract to make it even more cap friendly. Well, damn it, I hope he does it. But that's kind of a pipe dream.
That's a lot of wishing.
There's a lot of ifs. Yeah, I get it. But I hope he doesn't say, I'm not going to make the big move because I've never made the big move. Like, that would be be stubborn. And I don't know that he would do that, but I think he's got a belief that you can win without doing that. But
I think you guys are, like, we're going to be staring at Davenport again. You're going to be looking at Pascal and Zadarius and Aiden, and that's not a bad rotation to have, don't get me wrong, but I think all these guys hoping for Bosa, if he gets released, a Mac.
Mac might be too expensive, too.
I think Mac's going to be too expensive, especially when, you know, Brad loves Davenport. We saw that. He wants somebody who can crush the can, and I think him coming off of another injury season, yeah, Brad's going to try to get him on the cheap. And, you know, quote, build depth.
The Davenport thing, I mean, for a player that has such a consistent injury history, I don't know how you can have faith in him. I think it's a very, very hard thing to do. But we saw him out there in camp. He is an imposing figure.
When he's healthy, he is good.
Yes.
But
he's never been healthy. Now, is that bad luck? Is it just bad luck and he's due for some good luck?
I don't know. I mean, look, would I take him on the dirt cheap? Sure. Yeah. If it costs you next to nothing, it's a 1-year deal. It'll give you a 1-year, $3 million contract, whatever it is that you have to do. Okay. I'd consider that after I've exhausted the other options, because I don't think that Khalil Mack is going to break the bank, and maybe I'm wrong on that.
There
will be other players that get released that you're like, wow, that just happened. If the Titans can't find a trade partner for Harold Landry, can he be released?
It could be because of the cap savings that they would have. SpotTrack projected Khalil Mack's contract at 3 years and $70 million. Now, if that's a fake 70, like it's a big signing bonus, but it's not a huge cap hit, I'm okay with that. But if it's 3 years, $70 million, and it's north of $20 million a year, if you can't afford Myles Garrett,
I'm not looking at anything near that for him. And if that's what he gets, kudos to Khalil Mack and his agent at this point in his career for doing that.
248-539-9797. More of your feedback coming in regarding Brad Holmes, what he had to say yesterday. If Howie Roseman can find a way, so can Holmes. I'd hate to see the Eagles get him. Well, he might be able to find a way. And we'll play a soundbite for you on that front a little bit later on in the show. In what world does having three $100 million defensive linemen make sense? So this is from an unnamed texter, and I assume he's saying
Ali McNeil,
Aiden Hutchinson, and Myles Garrett. If Myles Garrett doesn't get another contract, it makes him, if you don't have to extend him, it certainly makes him more affordable. But you can't overdo it at a position. There can be overkill because it comes at the expense of other positions. The hate to use a cliche, but robbing Peter to pay Paul. You create other holes on the team. Now, if you're really good at drafting, maybe you find guys that can play those positions.
Well, the thing with their payroll and who in the roster is that they got a lot of guys that will be, you know, year to year, you're losing guys off the payroll all the time. So I get back to my point of I'm not extending him. If I'm not going to extend Myles Garrett, I can land him and deal with that. They've got cap space right now for this year, but people worried about what happens next year. Well, next year, don't you lose some players? Don't you lose DJ Reader off of that? And that's a pretty big hit. I think, look, would it be tight? Yeah. Might you have to go to some of these players that you just gave extensions to and say, hey, can we maybe rework something there to afford this guy for another season? You might have to, but that's a winning formula. And to get things done, if you have to do it, do it.
If they can do that, this becomes so easy, then you go get Myles Garrett. It's to
well,
me,
not at all cost, of course, but yes, you try to, and I do think they're going to make an effort.
I love that Holmes is playing it cool publicly. Don't look desperate and bring down the price of Miles and other players. Lions fans need to just chill. It's a message. Myles Garrett to the Lions is not a no-brainer. With what their GM said to acquire him, it's going to cost a ton of draft picks. I don't understand how a ton of draft picks for a guy who maybe has 2 years is a no-brainer. That would be a stupid trade. Well, if you put it in affordable terms, it's a no-brainer. I think it's pretty clear that the cost... I mean, Brad Holmes didn't emphasize yesterday the draft capital. Brad Holmes emphasized over and over yesterday, we have our own guys we want to sign. When the topic of free agency came up, he talked about, well, the most important signings we might make are our own guys. Like, it didn't just apply to the defensive line part. I think he's making it pretty clear that there's challenges coming up. At one point of free agency, and I think we played that soundbite for you, he said, the tough part is we're going to lose players we want to keep. He's already believing that pre-Myles Garrett. If Holmes relies on Hutch for 2025, that's a gamble. Well, I assume that they're going to try and address the other edge position. Is it a safe assumption that there'll be an edge probably drafted and certainly landed in free agency because they seem to plug holes with free agency and draft talent? Like, I don't think it's just going to be Aiden Hutchinson next year.
No, I think it's going to be Za'Darius Smith and Aiden Hutchinson.
And is it any more gamble of anybody else who doesn't have two top five pass rushers, which is everybody pretty much? Is that any more of a gamble than what anybody else is doing?
I mean, the problem with the Lions and us as fans is that we were hurt so much last year because we had all the expectations on this team.
Yeah.
And we saw how good the defense could be, and then one by one, they got knocked off with injuries. It started early, and it didn't stop. It just didn't stop. So what we're left with was that empty feeling at the end of the season in the playoffs, and I think we forget how good they were. They can't possibly go through another year of significant injuries like that. You wouldn't think, and Lord knows I'm knocking on wood because I don't want to see it. But they've got so many guys coming back that you would have to think, okay, it's an improved defense, and they should add to it anyway. Will they add to it with another free agent outside backer, rush end kind of guy? I think they would. And to your point, would they do it in the draft? Yeah. And if the draft pick they use, if they're not trading that draft capital, will the first round pick, we've talked about it, it could be used on a number of different positions. If it's used on an offensive lineman, I feel like that offensive lineman probably won't start. If it's used on a defensive lineman, I feel like a defensive lineman is going to get plenty of reps.
I would agree with that. The opportunity seems to be there at a depth tackle would get reps, and hell, an edge rusher at a late first round pick could be a guy that actually plays a ton for them. 248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also next hour, big game for the Pistons tonight. And there's one thing that they have done lately. It's pretty incredible, really. We'll get to that at 11:30. Amongst a lot of incredible stuff they've done. 97.1, the ticket. Hey, guys, you want a golf course quality lawn? Well, it's easier and more affordable than you think with True Green. As the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, True Green brings pro-level expertise straight to your yard so your lawn can look like a fairway. Sign up by March 10th and get one free application. Plus, with their price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best value. If you're not satisfied, True Green will revisit your lawn between scheduled visits to make it right. It's all part of a promise to you. Don't wait. Visit truegreen.com today and get a free application. Offer ends March 10th. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exhibition debut in 2025 will be Ty Madden and new Detroit pitcher John Brebbia. As Spencer Torkelson, he'll play first today. Gleyber Torres in the lineup and batting in front of catching prospect Tyrone Laronzo. First pitch at 1 o'clock. At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I'm Chris Villar. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket and Odyssey.com.
Got home from work yesterday, and my son had connected his phone to our sound bar. And were you ever a guy that when you were in high school and home alone that you were like blasting music?
Oh, yeah.
I can totally see that being on brand for you.
I can still do that now.
Yeah. Of course you can. Of course you can. Kang, you... Were you ever that person that if you had the house to yourself, you'd blast music?
No, but in the car. The car is where I really turn it up.
Okay.
Like, that's where you, I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, we had to get the amp, the subwoofer in the car, the nice radio from, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey Shore or whatever. I don't know.
Highland Appliance.
Detachable face. Had to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, baller.
Mm-hmm. The detachable
trust
face.
Trust me, not balling.
Detachable face.
So
remember
I,
that? Oh, yeah, 100% of it. Your nice Alpine stereo,
right?
Car stereo, yeah.
So I walked in, and my son's blasting music. Blasting.
In the house.
Yes. And
he had the aux.
He had aux.
He had aux.
No cap on that.
No. No cap whatsoever. So he's blasting music, and I'm like, I kind of like this. So before I even asked, I went to Shazam, and I clicked on to see what I was listening to. And Shazam gave me the... Still trying. This is really hard. The wheel kept spinning. One more try. And then said, can't find this. I'm like, So I tried it again. Nothing. So I asked him, what are we listening to? And he said,
Shaboozy.
Nope. Lil Tech. I'm like, Lil Tech, huh? I said, I can't find it. You ever heard of Lil Tech?
No.
Kang, you ever heard of Lil Tech?
I'm all out of Lils, man.
Okay, so Lil Tech.
Lil Wayne, Lil Kim.
Maxed on Lils.
Yeah. Lil Nas X.
Can we get a big? And you know, throw in a big.
As opposed to Big Tech.
Big Sean,
so Lil Tech.
Biggie Smalls.
And he's like, well, I know how to download music that hasn't been released yet. I'm like, what?
Oh, you have Jailbreak Kid in your house?
I better not.
Sounds like it. All these years, all those fears... might finally come to fruition here.
Yeah. Let me just I say that for those of you that are familiar with Lil Tech, the new Lil Tech is pretty damn good.
Okay.
Yep. If you're a fan of Lil Tech.
Did you ask him what song? Or is it on your playlist?
Yeah, I did ask him what song. I don't remember what he said because it's a moot point because I can't download it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Until
well,
you
know a guy, though. You actually live with the guy.
Yeah, we'll see.
Got a guy.
Yeah, we had to have a little talk.
Little hey. Talk.
When that kid.
Little talk.
Little talk. When he comes back from college, the first time.
Yeah.
The first thing he's going to do is jailbreak. Dude. That was on Fire Stick. So, Dad, watch this.
Not in my house.
Not up in here?
No, we're going to end up. I'm going to end up in prison.
You're convinced of it. Yeah.
I'm convinced of all these things. If the moment that I try to intentionally do something like that, within the next 48 hours, the technology will be developed to track who's doing it and prosecute. I'm just so convinced that that's going to happen.
Evan's telling me it's Lil Tecca, by the way. I don't know if it's
Lil
true.
Lil Tecca?
Yeah, Lil Tecca.
Well, let me look here.
Yeah, look it up and you
look
let me
up,
know if it's
I did look up what... I did look up for other songs.
Does a Lil Tecca work for Doge? No? Is that a different guy?
No, it's not Lil Tecca. That's not Lil Tecca.
Apparently none of it's Lil Tecca.
It maybe it's Lil Tecca, yeah. I got some catching up to do then on who my Lils are. Lil Tecca. It is Lil Tecca. Thank you. Well, hold on, Evan. Hold on. Do you know, what do you know about Lil Tecca?
It's hot with the kids, man.
Do you know any of Lil Tecca's work?
Yeah, we got, no, I don't know any of
I mean, he was huge. He broke out with Ransom that one year.
Yeah, 19 when he dropped Ransom. That was a big deal. Yeah.
I mean, Down With Me came out last year. It was pretty cool.
Google's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Best ever.
Sorry, I got to get familiar with Lil Tecca. Not Lil Tecca.
Lil Tecca, the stage name of Tyler Justin Anthony Sharp.
Awesome.
I mean, are you kidding? That all that ends up being Lil Tecca? Oh.
You can be anything you want to be.
Yeah, you can.
In the rap game.
Only 22. Man was hitting it in 2019, hit it big.
Well, the new Lil Tecca's, I think, really good.
When he was like 17, 16, 17?
248-539-9797. What's that?
We're old. So is Kang, by the way. Kang didn't know that.
I have no idea.
We're getting younger. We're getting younger.
Through Doug. Yeah.
Yeah, through my son.
Well, and you didn't even get the name right.
Well, no, I didn't. this is also true.
What's his name? Little Tiki?
Right.
What is it?
Hello, fellow kids.
Love the little Tiki. He's great.
What was his real name? Do you have his real name again?
Tyler Justin Anthony Sharp. Tyler Justin. It's like Tyler hyphen Justin Anthony Sharp.
That sounds like more like a country club kid than a rapper.
Dude, if you told me this kid's name was Tyler Justin Anthony Sharp.
Yep. And his brother, you know, Spalding.
Right, yeah. Carpal Tunnel, yeah. You know, Wainwright III. Yes. But it's not. It's great from Brooklyn, or Queens. Sorry, Queens, my bad.
Dude.
I corrected. I came correct afterwards.
All right, so I came correct. more on Brad Holmes and what he had to say. Guys, you can't believe anything a GM says, especially now that we're in silly season, with setting up plot lines to acquire people. That's from Scott and Carlton. We said there's two ways you can interpret what people have to say. GMs, you can either dismiss everything or you can take them on face value for what they're saying. If you want to dismiss it, that's fine. I get it. From an unnamed texter, I'm okay with the approach because I think he's just playing the game. I think chances are we'll see something by the draft, by draft night. But for now, I think Brad is doing what all other teams that are in the market for Myles Garrett are doing. I can't wait to see Smith and a healthy Hutch together, making quarterbacks nervous all day long. That's from Frank at work. I mean, that could work, right?
Yeah, it absolutely could work. It would have been so great last year if Hutch was healthy, but he wasn't. I think Za'Darius Smith is a quality pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw glimpses of it.
So what is a reasonable amount of production to get from the edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson?
I mean, look, I know you want a number at it, then you're going to compare the numbers that Za'Darius Smith had, and you say, there it is. But
Za'Darius Smith's numbers probably aren't going to go up.
Well, I don't know if they're going to go up or not in terms of sacks, but I think what the Lions want out of it is that they want somebody who's going to, at the very least, provide pressure, consistent pressure. If you get home, awesome. I'm sure they'd love to get at least 10 sacks from that side of the defense. But I think the other thing that they want is somebody who can stop the run, somebody who can play. And I don't know if they got enough of that from Za'Darius Smith. where he was like this every down guy that could, because he wasn't an every down guy with the Lions.
Feedback regarding Brad Holmes' comments. That's arrogance. He'd rather bank on drafting good slash great every draft, which will not happen, and develop his own guys for, quote, sustainability before he even gets a Super Bowl, let alone wins his first one. Before he even gets to a Super Bowl, let alone wins his first one, positions like running back and wide receiver are easily replaceable than elite edge rushers.
I would agree with that. And you know, I think Brad Holmes would agree with that. Brad Holmes, I mean, even said that, look, finding these guys is everybody wants them. Not easy to get them, and not easy to hang on to them when you have them because they're outpriced. They outpriced the market. But here's the thing. Because they're not easy to hang on to, it's kind of contrary to what he just said. That's what makes them, you can get somebody because on the market every year, these guys do come up and do come around. The part about the running back and wide receiver, I won't disagree with because I think it is in the way that running backs are used, they're disposed of after a few years. Because the Lions used a first-round pick on Jahmyr Gibbs, that gives them an advantage because they have that fifth year from him. I'm not convinced that they're going to extend him at some point. We'll see where they're at 3 years from now if we're all going to be like, oh, God, you have to. This guy's 2,000 yards from scrimmage every single season and 15 touchdowns every year. You got to do it. But, again, running backs, you can find running backs throughout the draft just like you can wide receivers.
What do you make of the premise of this text? He'd rather bank on drafting good slash great every draft, which will not happen.
Well, that's the part where the listener or the texter is going to say that's the arrogant part of it. Now, the other side of it is you can say, no, that's confidence and that's a track record. He's been able to do that. But now, it's only been, what, four drafts with the Lions, but I like what he's done for the most part. You're not hitting on every pick. No. You got your Enriquez out there. But you're hitting on more than you've missed by a big margin. And I think that's confidence. I don't think it's arrogance. So I would disagree with that.
97.1, the ticket. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. Michigan Auto Law has had the largest auto accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. They have also had the largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. They are nationally recognized for winning truck accident cases. So if someone in my family or I need an attorney for an accident, I'm sending them to my guy Steve and the folks over there at Michigan Auto Law. They care more, so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Doug Hart, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Kang and Kenny behind the glass, taking your phone calls at 248-539-9797. And your ticket text, there's a lot of them coming in here. Regarding the news conference held yesterday with Brad Holmes, and look, whether you believe him or not, and whether you think this is a real thing or not, it seemed pretty clear that one of the messages that he was sending yesterday is, we're going to have some challenges bringing back our own guys, and doesn't mean we don't want to be active in free agency, but we're already going to, he basically said, we're already going to have to lose players we don't want to lose. Now, some people, you don't have to believe him. And that's something that we've said on a couple of occasions here. Look, it's GM talk. You can either decide that you don't believe anything they say, or you can decide that there's some basis of truth in it. But it seemed pretty clear that that was one of the messages he wanted to get across. 248-539-9797. Are you okay with saying, hey, we are going to keep this core together and build around it, most likely with draft picks, but you probably shouldn't expect a big move? And that at one point he was flat out asked, are you likely to add another high-end edge rusher? And he said, probably not. From Adam and Carlton, Holmes has done an amazing job up until this point. Having said that, this is not the end of the book. I am not interested in a GM that builds a team to the status of very good and then is happy with status quo. He needs to make one or two big moves to win the Super Bowl. If not, move on and get someone who will. Interesting. So, first of all, I mean, do you think he's satisfied with the status quo, with not winning the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
And is not making a big move sending the message, I'm satisfied with the status quo? Or is this just the way he thinks it needs to be done? Or he thinks the way it can be done? Because the truth is, if you never have to take on massive salaries and just keep drafting well, it's actually a really, really, it's a great way to get it done if it's possible. This person doesn't think it's possible. This person said you can't do it.
But you're always going to, if you draft well, like he's drafted well, you're always going to have to make a tough decision. I mean, they're not there yet, but they're going to be in a year. They're going to have to make real tough decisions in a year. Particularly if you're going to add free agents of significance or go out and trade for someone who's, you know, a superstar. If you're going to do that, then okay, get ready to say, we can't afford Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch. We have to make our decision on one of those guys. Who are we going to hang on to? Okay, because that's how it works. And this is where somebody had called in before and said you can always find running backs and receivers. Well, they already gave a ton of money to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to change. But does it mean that, hey, J-Mo, we're not going to sign to an extension? You know, you want to come back, it's going to have to be on a short-term deal, and it'll be very friendly to the Lions. And, you know, otherwise, thank you very much, and you'll hit free agency. And that could be the same conversation you have with Jahmyr Gibbs. But these are both first-round picks that both get that fifth year. I don't know. I would imagine they pick up the fifth year for both players. I don't know if either player will get an extension because this is the situation you're in. And he loves to build through the trenches. He says it. He's admitted it. So the guys maybe, that if that's where you're going to look, who get the contracts, I mean, he's giving it to McNeil. He's going to give one to Hutchinson. They've given one to Penei Sewell. They've, you know, gone out and extended, whether it was Brad Holmes or before him, the linemen like Ragnow and Decker have gotten the extensions. So we'll see if he feels like they have to extend in the next couple of years, Jamison Williams or Jahmyr Gibbs, or you let those guys go so that you can make a bigger move.
You know, I'm at this point, too, when it comes to Brad Holmes. I'm mostly will give what he's doing a shot. Like, I think it's more likely to be successful than not successful. I thought they built a Super Bowl caliber team this year that got derailed for obvious reasons. I don't know that you, like, would it be a mistake to overreact to the injuries? Like, one of the questions yesterday about, hey, how do you address holes in your roster when those holes might be filled by players that were hurt that are coming back? Like, how do you figure out what's a real hole on the roster and what was a temporary hole on the roster? But I'm kind of at a point where I kind of want to see what happens if Brad Holmes is allowed to cook for a few years. Does this just keep happening over and over again that they come up short, or is he truly got a sustainable way to win multiple Super Bowls?
Well, how many of these injured guys are going to come back? Are you going to bring Davenport back? Are you going to bring Carlton Davis back?
Well, I think there's a list of some pretty obvious ones that'll come back. Aiden Hutchinson's coming back.
Rodriguez is coming back. But you've got other guys that you have to, okay, are you going to bring these guys back? Because that's part of that defense that you thought was going to be good enough. A top-notch corner in Carlton Davis. Well, are you going to sign him to an extension? Or a new contract? Is he a free agent?
Yeah, that's one as a free agent that they have to make a decision on.
Is that the tough decision you make so that you can go ahead and sign and trade for Myles Garrett?
I feel like I think that's a tough decision they might be making just so they can hang on to their own guys. But Hutch, Malcolm Rodriguez, Ennis Rakestraw, Aleem McNeil, Derek Barnes, Amik Robertson, all these guys that had big-time injuries that were lost, I think those are the no-brainers. There are other guys that they have to make decisions on, yes. 248-539-9797. But we'll get back to the Lions a little bit later on. There is a big basketball game tonight. Actually, there's two of them. One for Michigan State and one for the Pistons. This Piston game, is this the game changer in terms of, okay, what is the ceiling? Like, they've won 7 in a row. If they go beat the Celtics, right? If they go beat the Celtics tonight, you are looking at, okay, we can stop with ceiling talk. We don't have to set a ceiling. They the 700 team we think they are, they might really be that. Like, this is a big game tonight.
It is a big game. You got two teams that are on streaks. The Pistons have won 7. Boston has won 6 in a row. They're the second best team in the Eastern Conference with a 42-16 record. This is a temperature check game, right? Let's see how good we are. They don't have to win, but they have to compete.
It'd be pretty discouraging if they get housed.
Yeah, you don't want to see that, but you want to see them competing. Fourth quarter, tight game. Oh. It's within 5. Love to see the Pistons have the lead and just close them out, because then we'll start to say, can we draw conclusions after they beat the Celtics?
It's a great time to find out what you might be.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of a winning streak, to get a hot Boston team is a great time to say, okay, this is your midterm. Where are you at?
Boston is favored right now by 4.5.
Defending NBA champs, not surprised. I am sure the Pistons themselves are thrilled by this matchup, like excited to get out on the court tonight.
They would have to be, right? And this is the kind of game you want. You want to have these matchups. You want to have the packed LCA crowd. And I think it will be a packed crowd tonight.
248-539-9797. Something the Pistons did recently, other than the winning streak, that I think is pretty telling. We'll get to that today at 11:32. We'll talk some Red Wings in the noon hour. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
So, a simple question for you. Keeping your house warm, is that important to you? Has it been important to you this winter? Has it been a heartbreak for you? Well, of course it's important, but if your furnace isn't working, get it working right, and you're going to have to call the expert technicians. These guys at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, they're awesome. They know exactly what they're doing. They're all over the place. You see the red, white, blue trucks everywhere, and they're there for a reason, because they know how to keep you and family warm this winter and cool this summer. But you don't just take my word for it. Go ahead and check out their A-plus rating they have from the Better Business Bureau, or some of the 5-star reviews that they have on Google. So whether it's your furnace or a water heater, a boiler, water filtration, maybe you got some burst pipes, whatever the problem is, schedule an appointment online at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Fired up for some basketball tonight. Pistons and the Boston Celtics at a game to be played at LCA. Time to take the temperature of where this team's at. It is, I always warn against short-term results and long-term conclusions, but when you're streaking the way the Pistons have, this is a better part of 2 months where they are playing 700 basketball. It's a reasonable sample size. That's not, not to any kind of finish line at this point, but I think it's time to start thinking we can draw some conclusions about who this team is and who they are going to be. My God, they're 6 games over 500. They are on their way to, potentially winning here well over 40 games and climbing up the ladder here in the Eastern Conference. What we feel like could be step one of a build towards a championship caliber team. Not likely to happen this year, but man, if they can beat the Celtics tonight, it sure will be reassuring that what they've been doing of late is authentic.
Well, I think the exciting part is how well they're playing now, and knowing that there are still massive strides to be taken by Asar Thompson, Ronald Holland, and Jalen Duren, and who knows what it looks like when you throw in Jaden Ivey, if he's going to be part of this team's future, and I hope that he is, because this year he was off to a really good start and was answering the critics and people that have the narrative that say that Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey, they can't coexist on the floor together, even though they haven't played a whole lot together because of injuries. But this year, they were playing well together.
They're at a point, too, where they have to ask themselves, is there any reason that Jaden Ivey has stunted our growth as a team, even though he's gotten better as a player? Since they've lost him, they're playing better as a team. I think it's probably unlikely that that's the case, but they'll know inside their own hallways whether or not that they've seen something else get unlocked because Jaden Ivey's not on the floor.
Well, I think it's if someone's going to draw that conclusion, I think it's unfair because when you look at a team that's under a brand new coach and added new players, the start to the season, even with Jaden Ivey, I think they were 15-18, something like that. Okay, just a little bit below 500. But they were winning games. They were starting to click and starting to win games. But it takes a while to get used to the new system, the new coach, the new surroundings, and new players, right? So they were heading in the right direction. Now, they've taken off since then, but I don't think it's I guess I just think it's coincidence. I don't think it's
I tend to believe that as well. I think it's a fair question to ask as outside observers. Hey, is there a correlation between the way they are playing and the loss of Jaden Ivey? It's okay to ask the question. I'm asking the question. I think it's up to them inside the building. They will be the ones that know if something got unlocked. They'll be the ones that know if that he was getting in the way of some development, whatever that development might be. And if that's the case, then you've got a tradable asset. You probably don't score a huge return, but
Jaden Ivey was playing really well before he got hurt. And I think we all trust JB Bickerstaff with this roster at this point, right? Whether he's going to help, they can bring him back to improve this team, or whether they were doing better because he was out. But either way, I trust JB. He's done such a tremendous job this year in such a short amount of time. You know, Trajan Langdon didn't draft all these players, but we felt like they could give more, right, with all previous coaching staffs. And this is what we're finally seeing, which is the more part of it. Tonight's game is huge, man. Tonight's game is like one of those, if you're an NBA fan, I mean, the Celtics are 9-1 in their last 10. They have not slowed down. And then we all obviously know the Pistons are streaking as well. This should be a good one at the LCA tonight.
It's an important stretch of games for the Pistons, and it starts tonight. And I imagine that building's going to be jumping. They're turning into a must-watch. What was cool, though, is in the 24 hours that were the back-to-back games in Atlanta and then the home game is against the Clippers, they won a game where they scored 148 points and came back the next night and held a team to 13 points under their average. Like, they were completely different styles of games. And the Pistons are like, okay, we're going to need to win tonight this way and then come back the next night and win in a very different way. And I kind of like that about the way this team, again, can... They're not, you know, one trick pony. They're finding ways to win in a variety of different ways.
They've definitely found ways to win. One more, just final stat, if you will, with Jaden Ivey. They were 14-16 in the 30 games he played, and they had won four of the last five before he got hurt in that Orlando game. So they were trending in the right direction with Jaden Ivey and Cade Cunningham. This is a guy who's shooting over 40% for 3 points, and was scoring over 17 points a game.
What'd you say the record was?
14-16.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not drawing that conclusion.
And winning four of the last five.
I think you have to, they will know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Okay, because we don't have Jaden, blank got unlocked, and we like blank better than what we had with Jaden.
Now, they did play Boston 3 times during the time that Jaden Ivey was playing. And they lost all 3 games. So tonight's game will be, this is a different Piston team that Boston will have faced because it's not Jaden Ivey. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this one tonight because this feels like it's a temperature check,
yeah,
barometer
it's one of those,
game.
Yeah, measurement stick game. You know, like, I don't want to make too big out of a regular season game, but it is to kind of see where you stack up against the best because the Celtics, defending champs, they're one of the best teams in the league.
And they're playing well.
Oh, yeah. And so I don't want to get blown out, but if for some reason it does kind of go that way, don't lose track of what the Pistons have done and what they can continue to do this year.
So in the most recent NBA power rankings on ESPN.com, just off the top of your head, where do you think the Pistons rank?
I would guess 13.
Kang, any thoughts?
I was going to say 12.
One of you nailed it. And that would be Mr. NBA, Scott Anderson. Here's what they write.
13's a teen number.
Forget merely making the playoffs, with the Pistons having used a 7-game winning streak to open up a 3.5-game lead over the Magic for the 6th seed in the East. They can now turn their attention up in the standings. Detroit is only a game back of the Pacers and Bucks for 4th, which would mean home court advantage in the first round. If the Pistons can stay that close, finishing the season with a home-and-home set against Milwaukee will give them a potential 2-game swing. Of course, Milwaukee now playing without Bobby Portis, who's suspended. They will have him back before that 2-game swing, of course. But it's been a fun watch, fun climb to the top, and a opportunity year to, change the expectation. You know, we talked last week about Michigan State and the schedule that was affronting them and how they could change the expectation, and they did. Now the Pistons this week have Boston and then Denver.
Yeah. You know, and they just beat the Clippers. Clippers were a winning team.
Yep. But we're talking about, you know, teams that are at the top of the food chain in terms of NBA championship caliber teams. They can change the expectation. What a 2-0 week would mean. A 1-1 week would be pretty damn good, but a 2-0 week would be, wait 1 second here. What do we have on our hands? Should be fun. Should be exciting.
Well, the fact that they're in the conversation, you know, and not for NBA championship stuff, but they're in a conversation for people. Just people walking on the street telling you, when I talk sports, how about the Pistons? You can't get away from it. They've made themselves, you know, relevant and more than relevant. Been dreaming about the day that we get to host playoff series at LCA for not just the Pistons, but the Red Wings. And this could be the year we get both.
Has anybody ever won a playoff game in LCA?
I don't know. No, because Red Wings.
Yeah, the other teams.
Yeah, right. Milwaukee. No, but because the Red Wings haven't been in the playoffs at LCA. Last time they did, I think they were in at the Joe.
That's pretty incredible. I mean, the arena is nice, but I always talk about the best ones are the ones that have a soul, that have a history, that have moments you remember. There's where I was sitting, or that's where so-and-so scored the goal, or that's instead where so-and-so hit the shot.
Yeah, instead the history is on the concourse of the championship teams from the past with the Pistons and the Red Wings when they won them at the Palace or at Joe Louis Arena. Or you see the beautiful bronze statues they have. Those are awesome. Love those statues. Love the Gordie Howe statue. You know, they used to greet you when you walked into the Joe, but now it's right there at LCA. That's where the history is. When you want the history, yes, to be at center ice or to be center court.
Okay, so I told the story earlier. My daughter sent me a text. She made a grave mistake. I got very worried.
Grave mistake.
Grave is a scary
word. That's a
grim
word, yeah.
And I was, as a father, I was panicked. Then I found out what the mistake was, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh.
We will get to that today at 11:48. Also, next hour, we'll get into the Red Wings a little bit. It is Carson Anderson. We have open lines. Just a reminder, you can stream the show and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. Also, big prizes to be won if you are listening on the Odyssey app, including a trip to Vegas for the March basketball tournament. Something to look forward to. So get the Odyssey app for your mobile device today. You can also stream to our website, 971theticket.com, where Evan posted Champ and Chump yesterday. Streaming with video? Well, that's twitch.tv and youtube.com. They both have search bars at the top. Type in 971theticket, and there we are. Scott and I, Kang and Kenny, doing the show. Say hello. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Having a company that's reliable is everything, right? It's one thing to know that they're going to pick up the phone. It's another thing to absolutely know that they're going to deliver on the promise to help you out and make things the best they can be. This is why I love Precision Garage Door. Pick up the phone, you call these people, they answer the call 24/7. They'll come out, diagnose any issue you have with the garage door, and then they'll fix it. They'll help you out in maintenance. They'll give you tips on what you guys should be doing to make sure that the garage door stays great for years and years to come. And when the time comes to get new garage doors, you got it. You call Precision. They're amazing. Jackie and the team, they're a breeze to work with. I've worked with them several times, and right now you get a free door opener When you buy any new garage door, that's nearly a $500 value, and the sale ends March 31st. Plus, if you mention 97 on the ticket, they're going to waive your service fee. Cold weather causing problems? Precision's available 24/7, even on weekends and holidays. Call 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR if you've got any issue, or visit precisiondoormi.com and schedule that appointment today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. 248-539-9797. By the way, good luck to everybody out there in their high school basketball districts, which are going on right now. And on our way to road to the Breslin Center. So that got underway Monday. More games tonight. Good luck to everybody out there, especially those that are loyal listeners to the Carson Anderson program. Gator.
Doug?
So I get this text from my daughter. She needed some help with some stuff yesterday, and as I pulled up to pick her up, she said, "Dad, I made a grave mistake." And I was like, "Oh God!" And that, you know, those words right there just it caused panic. My daughter is an intern in the Michigan Athletic Department, a sophomore there, and she's looking for more internships. And she's sending a resume out to a number of places, kind of flooding the market as one might do, just to get more experience and put more stuff on the resume. And she saw a listing for an intern that was needed in the communications department of the Green Bay Packers. So she decided to apply for an internship in the communications department of the Green Bay Packers. Communications department is basically the people that set up all the media.
Yeah.
Handles all the media appearances, the interview requests,
putting stat packages together.
Yeah, they basically
highlight packages
are a conduit between the media
and the
organization, and you know, somebody handles all that. And so she applied. She went to the website, saw this spot with the Green Bay Packers, filled out the application, the online form, attached the resume and all that. She said she noticed a couple of questions were a little strange. And, but answered them all and was like, why am I answering this? Why am I answering that? But she answered them all. She gets done. And I guess she got like some confirmation email or something that they had received her. And when she looked at it, she realized that she had in fact applied to be the communications director for the Green Bay Packers. She messed it up. And instead of applying for the internship, she like applied for a $200,000 a year job, which requires years of experience.
Yeah, sure.
To run the communications department for one of 32 NFL franchises.
List the other teams you've worked in the NFL. What's that?
What year did you graduate? She's like, graduate in 2027.
Well, at least she caught it early.
Well, she applied. So she said to me, and Dad, I haven't heard back. And I said, yeah, you probably won't. But have a good laugh about it.
So the out of college, when I had an interview with this radio station at the time when we were just AM 1270.
Yeah.
And we're a news talk station. And when I sent a cover letter and resume out to a bunch of radio stations at the time. I just wanted to
get the market.
Getting radio, exactly. And I was followed the radio in high school, loved it, and I knew this is what I was going to do. So at the time, I didn't know that years later this was going to become a sports station, which was even more up my alley, but we didn't have a sports station in town at the time. So I was, applying anywhere, any music station and anything. Just want to get my foot in the ground,
sure.
In the ground floor and foot in the door, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So I got an interview with this station, and I thought, oh, thank God, this is great. All right. I just
Sweet.
Interviewing for a mailroom position. So I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It became abundantly clear 10 minutes into the interview that I was being interviewed for something else.
Oh, really? So you've done this.
Yeah. I didn't, but I was just, I literally said, hey, looking for an entry-level position in my cover letter. Love to, you know, get involved in radio as a career. And 10 minutes into the conversation in the interview with the vice president / program director and the executive producer, I realized that I was being interviewed to take over the morning show producer's job, which at the time...
You thought you were applying for a job in the mailroom?
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd the wires get crossed on this one?
I found out afterwards because the interview did not go well. Did not go well at all. Worst interview in my life, and I
were
think
they like
probably,
asking you questions you had no idea the answers to?
None, because I'd been away at school, so I never listened to this radio station at that time when they were conservative news talk. I didn't. You know, the only time I listened to was literally driving to the interview. So when they're asking me questions like, tell us what you know about AM 1270. I'm like, well, and all I could think of was any promos that I heard on the air explaining what the lineup was, because I didn't know. And I'm like, well, you know, you got Denny McClain in the morning and Mark Scott comes on at 9 o'clock. And then I couldn't remember that Rush Limbaugh was on the station, which was the big thing. And that the vice president was very upset that he thought he was wasting his time. And after saying that three times to me, that he thought he thought I was wasting his time.
How did you, like?
I responded by saying, well, if you think I'm wasting your time, imagine what I think about you right now.
Wow.
Because I figured
that's aggressive as hell.
Yeah, because I was pissed, and I was pissed for a couple reasons. One, I didn't need to hear that from him a third time.
Right.
And moreover, that's not what I was there for. So I was pissed because I figured at this point, I don't have the job. What do I care? I'm never going to see this guy again. As I'm walking down the hall after, he goes, all right, well, I guess we're just done. I'm like, yeah, I guess we're done. So I walked out and I'm pissed. I'm walking down the hall and the executive producer stops me. Scott, stop. Come here. I want to talk to you. Brings me into the green room they had at the time. And he goes, I'm really sorry about that. And I literally, what the blank was that, dude? And he's like, well, we were really impressed with your resume and cover letter. So we thought, why not interview him for the morning show producer's job? Like, you think you want to? And I said, maybe you should let me know that's what I was interviewing for. Perhaps I would have been better prepared. I'm literally looking to get an entry level job. He goes, well, the mailroom position is still open if you want it. So my career got started on absolutely the wrong foot, but still landed softly.
I tell you what, it was wise to take the job.
Yes.
Because I got to tell you, there's part of you that is stubborn that I could see you saying, screw that. But I'm glad you took the job.
Well, at the other, because I was working another part-time job at the time, which was doing market research with phone surveys. And
that wasn't the no sinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No sinks.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But so I was looking to do anything else. And this was, got in on the ground floor, literally in the mailroom.
All right. So 248-539-9797. Did you ever apply accidentally for the wrong job? The way my daughter applied to be the communications director for the Green Bay Packers after three semesters in college.
Yeah, that's ambitious. She's got some oxy, I tell you. Let's give her a chance.
I mean, if we start having Matt LaFleur on in the fall, you'll know she got the job. Yeah.
Jordan Love Wednesdays?
Yeah, she said, Dad, I don't know if I'm, I guess I'll go back and fill out the application for the communications. And I said, you can do that. But, you know, if you get the job, you can just hire yourself as the intern. You can be the director and the intern. You get the job you're after. But I mean,
why, that's brilliant.
I can't stop laughing about it just because, I mean, the people in the business, they work forever and they, you know, build these huge resumes, and you got this sophomore in college going, yeah, I think I could do that job. I mean, that's how they're going to interpret it. They're going to interpret it. They got this kid that thinks they can do the job, which is hysterical. And she's like, I said, do you mind if I bring this up in the air? And she goes, no, I don't mind. I said, I can't stop laughing about it. And she said, yeah, it's pretty humiliating. I said, well, it doesn't matter. In the grand scale of things, it doesn't matter.
It's a learning experience.
Yes. 248-539-9797. Did you ever accidentally apply for the wrong job. And you didn't apply for the wrong job. You ended up in the wrong interview.
Ended up upgrading the interview to a different position that they didn't tell me about.
But apparently, did you ever see the guy that interviewed? I'm sure you did after that, right?
Yeah. He was there for another year and a half or 2 years. And then it would probably be 3 years. And then they sold the company. The family that owned the radio station and other radio stations sold to Infinity Broadcasting, which became CBS, which became Entercom, which became Odyssey. Yeah.
Did it ever become a we can laugh about it now thing?
Or with that guy?
Yeah.
No. No. In fact, I was not intimidated in the least. I was always laughing inside when I was walking around the building and I would see him because I was always friendly to people. I would say hi to everybody. I knew everybody in the building by first name because working in the mailroom, I literally would have to know who they are. So every time I ran into him, I was always like, Michael?
Did you?
Yeah. Every time. And he wasn't the friendliest guy.
I got to tell you, that he must have felt a certain degree of egg on his face that he and you had a confrontation during the interview and you got a job in the building anyway.
I think there's a 48% chance that he didn't even remember that I was the guy that he interviewed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Mark, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mark.
Hi. My wife was, we were in New York a few years ago, and we were looking for a Lyft from either Uber or Lyft. Well, anyways, we didn't have an account for Lyft, so my wife went on whatever to try to sign up for it. And she starts asking questions. Why are they asking me questions about my Social Security number? And my other kids looked at what she had just done, and she had accidentally signed up to be a Lyft driver in New York City. So
a little extra income while you're on your trip.
That's right. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, right. So, but we live in Michigan, so it wouldn't work out. But anyways, I just thought it was it's a family story of that will last for a long time.
Well, it's pretty good. 248-539-9797. Did you ever accidentally apply for the wrong job? Get to some Red Wings talk next hour. Big win last night in the context of this playoff chase. Woo, coming from 2-0 down. Gotta like that. We'll get to that in the noon hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines from Tom in Flat Rock. As a recruiter, I can promise people apply for things they have zero experience for, needs a degree and 10 years of experience, and they have neither and thought, sure, let's send a resume. It's okay. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
That's from Tom in Flat Rock. Oh, my daughter might drop out of school to become the communications director for the Green Bay Packers.
Probably not likely.
No, but I mean,